Are you feeling a little bit lonely?
It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, August 11th, 2026, and we just heard Wonder Girls with Why So Lonely. Now, if you're feeling a bit lonely in Seoul, the city has come up with a pretty unique solution. And no, it ain't no dating app. No, we're not going to send you no partner. Seoul is now operating 19 Maum convenience stores. But don't expect to buy snacks or cup ramens there, y'all. Maum means heart or mind in Korean. And these are actually community spaces designed to help people feeling lonely or socially isolated. Now, anyone can drop by, including foreign residents, to chat with staff, take a quick, you know, loneliness self-check, or get connected to counseling and support services if they need them. And here's the fun part. Just like Korea's famous convenience stores, they've got also got instant noodles, health equipment, and community activities to help people naturally strike up conversations. Now, because, let's be honest, sharing food and snacks with somebody is a pretty Korean way to break the ice. It is. Now, the program launched last year and now has 19 locations across Seoul, with each branch offering slightly different activities. Some are even open on Saturdays. So, if you're new to Korea, feeling a little homesick, feeling a little lonely, or just looking to meet new people, this might be up your alley. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most heartwarming convenience stores you're ever going to visit. And after all, sometimes the best thing on the menu isn't the ramyeon, it's a good conversation. And with that, to spark up a conversation, we have a great song by Chang Bum Jun, Convenience Store Girl, 편의점 그녀. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. This is where you have to stop what you're doing. That means if you're having a conversation with your mom and dad, be like, Omma, Appa, shh, I need to listen to Brian, but I have to grab a coffee or tea first. Exactly. Now, speaking of convenience stores, it might be one of the, you know, popular places that both Korean students and international students studying abroad in Korea work at for some extra cash. Well, guess what? We've got some official data on where international students are working in Korea these days. And it's not just limited convenience stores or limited to convenience stores. So, let's take a closer look if you guys are looking for a job. Now, a new government survey found that more than 8 out of 10 foreign students with jobs are employed in restaurants, cafes, hotels, or even shops. The survey also found that nearly 9 out of 10 students earn less than 2 million won a month. But that's not necessarily because wages are low. It's mostly because student visas place limits on how many hours international students can work while they're enrolled in school. On average, the survey found that international students work about 23 hours a week, with most juggling shifts around classes, assignments, or, you know, exams as well. To work legally, international students also need to meet certain requirements, including maintaining good academic standing and, in many cases, demonstrating Korean language proficiency. So, the next time someone hands you your coffee or helps you to find your, you know, size at a clothing store, remember, guys, they might have just finished a lecture and could be heading home to write a research paper after this shift. So don't give them too much stress. Because I remember studying back in high school. I was stressed out back then, too. And talk about pulling double duty, too. Or triples for some of these people. We have two great songs right now, though. We have Sean and Oban with Home Taegun and Chun So Mi with Extra. In case you missed it, it's time for In Case You Missed It. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. News number one, starting off with Extraordinary Heroes. The whole fan meetup in Seoul. I can't say their name right. Extraordinary Heroes We'll hold a third fan meeting, the X-Town, in Seoul from September 18th to the 20th. The three-day event will feature a town-themed concept with the six members serving as sheriffs. Now, the fan meeting follows the band's June concerts, The Escape, held at Inspire Arena in Incheon, where they performed songs from their eighth EP, Dead End. Before meeting fans in Seoul, X-Nori Heroes will appear at Summer Sonic 2026, performing in Tokyo on August 14th and Osaka on August 16th. All right, we're going to move on with news number two. One Us to launch Full Moon Tour in October. One Us will launch their Full Moon Tour, world tour that is, with two concerts in Seoul beginning October 24th. Following the Seoul concerts, the group will travel to South America and Europe in November before heading to North America in December. The North America dates will be followed by additional shows across Asia through January and February. The tour marks One Us's first in about a year and its first since signing with B-Wave Entertainment after departing RBW Entertainment in February. The group most recently released the single album One in January. Well, let's check out the songs by the related artists. First up, we got X-Nori Heroes, Voyager, and One Us with Grenade. You're listening to all the latest updates and what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. Time for news number three. Idol topping China's music chart, y'all, for the first half of 2026. Idol was named best group of the first half of 2026 by China's Tencent Music Entertainment. The group's pre-release single, Mono, featuring Sky Water, earned best song honors and ranked among the platform's top 10 high-scoring tracks ahead of the release of their ninth EP, We Made. Now, member Woogie also topped the best solo artist category with her solo single Radio Dum Dum, extending their run to 71 weeks in the top 10 of Tencent Music Korea's chart. Music's Korea chart. Now, Woogie was previously named Tencent Music's 2026 Woman of the Year in Music in March. Let's keep things rolling with news number four. Red Velvet's new summer album tops iTunes charts in what? 15 regions. Red Velvet topped the iTunes top albums chart in 15 regions with their new EP, Velvet Summer. Upon release, the five-track release also placed all songs on major domestic music charts and led several overseas album rankings. Now the track, or title track, Surfin' Boy, blends bossa nova and reggae influences with a darker twist, featuring lyrics written by member Joy. Now the EP marks Red Velvet's first full group release in more than 2 years since Cosmic. So, let's check out the songs by the ladies. First up, Idol with Gimme That Love and Red Velvet with Surfin' Boy. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. This is going to be our last story of the day, so don't be sad. But it's news number five. NCT 127 prepares for comeback with their seventh studio album. Now, NCT 127 will celebrate their 10th debut anniversary with the release of their seventh album. And it's a full-length album, too, Blingy, on August 24th. The nine-track album reflects on the group's decade-long journey while highlighting the message of pride and unity. Since debuting back in 2016, NCT 127 has built up a reputation with their hits including Cherry Bomb, Regular, Kick It, Sticker, and Walk, while completing four world tours. The group will launch their fifth world tour, Neo City, The Red Line, in September. Well, that is a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. Let's check out Kick It, Yeongwoong by NCT 127. All right, guys. You want to know how to listen to our show? It ain't hard. We got apps. We got KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. You got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. Now, KBS World Radio website, that's also an option, and shortwave radio. And if you want more details, got to check out the website, world.kbs.co.kr, and our gram at KBS K-pop, and make sure to send in your requests and your answers to Y2C there as well for a chance to win a prize. And just a quick reminder for everyone, our annual overseas listener satisfaction survey is up, y'all, and it's running. So go to our website, world.kbs.co.kr, click on the survey banner, and take a few seconds to tell us how you like our program or what we can do to be better. And remember, the survey is available until September 11th. And, you know, when you get to the question about, you know, favorite program, if you don't choose ours, I will break your fingers. Wink, wink. Anyways, we got two great songs coming your way. Kiss of Life with Sweat. And Taeyong and Jay Park with Flirty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to say goodbye. Thank you for tuning in. And we have two great songs taking us out. First up, Big Naughty featuring Haga with Flower Quote. And then we have Jung Se-un with Too Much. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.